Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's news, SummerSlam's 2021 location has finally been revealed. The real reason why this SummerSlam is a Saturday pay-per-view, new details about Andrade's contract with AEW, Braun Strowman teases his future plans on Twitter, and The Miz shoots down the long-term injury layoff reports. Hello everybody, we're back. It is Solo Sunday. Once again, your boy is back from his little vacation time away just to have a minute, just to breathe in this world that we're living in right now. But you don't want to hear about that. What you want to hear about is all of the stuff that I need to speak about in terms of the wrestling world right now. And by howdy, we had a big old story that dropped, I think last night, I think technically it did drop. It was the location of SummerSlam. It's been a big thing over the last couple of weeks, couple of months really, in the wrestling world. We've been wondering where this SummerSlam location was going to be, really. There were reports maybe it was going to be in Florida again. It was going to be in another state in America. It's landed, though. I can tell you right now, it has landed in Sin City itself, Las Vegas, Nevada. This was announced last night during the Belmont Stakes coverage on NBC. And they said that, obviously, it's going to be going down on a Saturday, which was the big old crazy thing that was being reported. It's been doing the rounds. It's going to be on August 21st, and it's going to be at the Allegiant Stadium. So that means that this is the first time ever that SummerSlam is going to be held in an NFL stadium. So that's pretty big. I think the last time we had a Saturday pay-per-view like this, like a typical Big Four pay-per-view or like a proper WWE pay-per-view on a Saturday, was, I think, SummerSlam 1992, and that was in England. So, yeah. Great things happen at SummerSlam. We're going to have another big main event like we had with the Bret Hart British Bulldog thing. I don't know. Don't get your hopes up, but maybe. You never know. But obviously, like I just said, the big takeaway from all this was the fact that it was officially confirmed that this pay-per-view is going to be going down on a Saturday night, but not just any Saturday night. This Saturday itself, on August 21st this year, is going to have a boxing fight, big main event thing, going down in the very same city in Las Vegas. It's going to be Manny Pacquiao versus Errol Spence Jr. It's going to be a big old thing, but then a lot of people are wondering, why is WWE having this big pay-per-view on the same night as a massive boxing fight? Surely people are going to have to choose. Well, according to PW Insider, there's a method to this madness, because WWE are well aware that this boxing thing is going down. Their plan is to have their show wrapped up and finished before the fight happens, the big old main event. So I think they're really trying to lean towards piggybacking the audience that's going to be coming and obviously wanting to watch that Pacquiao fight, both in Las Vegas and the people at home. So people at home can just sit there, watch the whole SummerSlam thing unfold for 4 hours or however long it is, and then go, I'll watch the Pacquiao fight now. So it's almost acting like a pre-show, which is quite a clever tactic, really. I mean, if people are already going to tune in to watch the boxing already, if you're not really a massive boxing fan, you're a casual fan, you probably prefer to just sit down and watch some wrestling crazy entertainment for a little bit and then just tune in for the main event at the end. So you could probably say this was smart strategy for a change. But SummerSlam is a little far away right now. It's 2 months away, so we're not going to focus too much on that right now. What we are going to focus on is a little guy, a big guy, really. He popped up on AEW the night before. It was Friday night. My day's blurred, guys. I can't help this. But he popped up on AEW. It was Andrade, and we now have a bit more information as to what his contract consists of in the land of All Elite Wrestling, and we also have a bit more information on when he first met Tony Khan, things like that. So Wrestling Inc. have got this exclusive. They've found all these little details, these lovely nuggets of info, and I'm just going to go into them now. So Andrade and Tony Khan actually met in Florida back in March. So that was when, I think it was a week after after he'd been granted his release from WWE, so he was quick. He was quick about his job. He wanted to get out there and get back into the business. And obviously, negotiations were able to happen so quickly because he didn't have a 90-day non-compete clause. Like, a lot of the people who've been released recently have got that, so they can't really start negotiating yet until they're free to do so. So he just didn't mess around because he didn't have that, so we just got straight into it. And Tony Khan was adamant about him coming in as soon as possible. And the reason that a deal wasn't actually immediately reached, though, straight away, that they didn't just go, there's your money, come and join AEW, was because Andrade had a few demands. Obviously, understandably, with WWE, he's not really had a lot of creative control. And going forward, he wants that, really. He wants just a bit of ownership over his character, and he wanted... I believe he wanted veto power over losing matches, specific matches that he didn't want to lose, etc. So it's said that a compromise was eventually landed on for this. So they probably came to some kind of agreement where they were like, okay, you can veto this many matches, but maybe if you go over that, you get a slap on the wrist. I don't know. I'm not too sure. I don't really know the ins and outs properly of this contract. Andrade also apparently wanted to work in other companies outside of WWE when he was in WWE, so it appears that he's really pushed for that as well with this contract. And we know with AEW, they don't really have a massive problem with that as long as it benefits AEW going forward. And we've seen that he's already made an appearance for AAA. He's got that massive high-stakes battle against Kenny Omega coming up for the AAA Mega Championship, so that's obviously... kind of leaning into this as well, so it seems like he got his wish on that one. And Impact Wrestling apparently were very interested about bringing in Andrade, and they were willing to offer him all that creative control, like genuine full creative control over that character, but they wouldn't have been able to give him a full downside guarantee. It'd be like a pay-as-you-play kind of thing, like per appearance, all the rest of it. So they were very close on doing a one-off appearance, but it just didn't materialize in the end. And Ring of Honor were also said to be interested, and they wanted to obviously have him work with his Los Ignob... I always say this wrong, so Igobernable... Nah, I'm not going to try. His friend, Rush, Ring of Honor. He's obviously the current Ring of Honor world champion. They wanted, obviously, they were hoping that they'd, like, work together. So, yeah, it's that didn't work out either. So Andrade is in All Elite Wrestling. He's got all the potential now to go and just batter everybody there. I think he's obviously working alongside Vicky Guerrero in that company. So all the best to him. He deserves all the luck and all the goodwill in the world, man. He had a rough couple of months, couple of years towards the end of his WWE career, so all the best to him. And speaking of people who recently left WWE, one of the big people, like massive headlines were made the other day when Braun Strowman was released from the company. It was huge. Nobody saw it coming. And he's kind of kept quite tight-lipped. I think a lot of other people have taken to Twitter and done Twitch streams and just been quite open about it. Not just starting shooting, being like, oh, I hate WWE. They've not been like that. They've been quite respectful, but they've opened up about it. Whereas Braun's just... put, I think, a picture on Instagram, and then this tweet recently. I think this was maybe yesterday. He put... It was the lyrics, really, from the song Freebird. He put, if I leave here tomorrow, would you still remember me? For I must be travelling on now, because there's too many places I've gotta see. So... take what you will from that. I think maybe he's... I don't know, maybe he's leaning towards going to... like, going to the acting world, maybe following that, maybe going back into the strongman stuff. He did that at one point, bodybuilding. He could do whatever, man. I mean, he's a massive guy. He's absolutely ripped. I think he's lent towards the acting thing a little bit. Like, so a lot of industry analysts and professionals tend to think he's going down that route. It's been reported recently as well that Billy Corgan of the NWA, he's quite interested in bringing in Strowman. He's a bit of a throwback guy, so I could see why he'd want to do that. He also questioned why WWE would release him in the first place. It does seem kind of mad. Booker T as well threw his, like, 50 pence into the whole argument. He said that he doesn't think he'd be a great fit for AEW. A lot of people just instantly, whenever somebody gets released from WWE, they go, oh, he's going to go to AEW. But he doesn't think that's probably going to work out because he says there's, like, two matches over there for him at AEW. Lance Archer, Brian Cage, Miro. I think that's three, but, you know, people make mistakes. There's two or three guys that Braun Strowman can face, and they put Mark Henry as well, so that's four. Never mind, Booker T, you play by your own rules, man, but I don't know. I think he could face other people. Imagine him against, like, Rey Fénix. It'd just be amazing. He could do that, but I sort of agree. I don't think he'd have longevity in AEW. I don't know what they've not got a lot of massive, massive monsters like Braun Strowman, I guess, so... it'd be interesting to see where he lands next. Obviously, he's got to serve that 90-day non-compete clause thing that we just spoke about. So he's got a good couple of months to decide what he wants to do with his future. But he can do whatever. He's a one-of-a-kind dude. But jumping over to a man who is very much a part of WWE's plans right now and for probably the next 10, 20 years. I cannot see this guy ever leaving this company because he's just Mr. WWE at this point. We're going to talk about The Miz. And he's shot down reports of what people have been saying recently about his injury status, because a lot of people suggested that he was going to be out now for 9 months after he sustained an injury during his zombie lumberjack match at WrestleMania Backlash. Still not getting any less stranger to say those words. So he was speaking to Alfred Kanua of Forbes magazine and website and all that good stuff. He's talking about his injury and loads of other things, but we're going to focus on the injury right now. And he had this to say. He said, "Just look at all the news out there. They must be right about my injury, right? They're reporting on it, telling you exactly what's going on. They must know. They must be geniuses. I was looking on Twitter, and then I was looking on news sites that were talking about my injury, and I'm like, first off, how do they know? Because I've never said anything, and they're saying things wrong, like all wrong. And it's annoying. I guess you can say because I heard I was out 9 months, something like that." After this, he then went on to say, "I don't expect to be out 9 months. As a matter of fact, I was on Monday Night Raw last week, and I plan on being on Monday Night Raw next week. Now, when will I have a real match? I don't know. That's for the doctors to decide and figure out. But I feel like a million bucks, and the way my headspace is, I don't like to be gone for long. So, if you love The Miz, if you're a Mizite, well, you're gonna get a lot more of him. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. If you don't like The Miz, tough." That's just the way it is. I quite like that he is going to stick around, because The Miz, he's not everyone's cup of tea. I understand this. Like, some people just get fed up with the shtick and all the hip stuff with him and John Morrison. A lot of people are hoping maybe this injury would mean that John Morrison gets a bit more of a singles focus going forward, and he could finally get that little main event run and all that good stuff. That might happen still. That might not happen. But The Miz is, he's a commodity in a sense. He does the WWE style of promo and matches well when he is in the matches. Obviously, if he is injured right now, it's not going to be for some time. But he's got a use. He can put over people. He's entertaining in his own little way. I quite like him. I like him even more after his WWE 24 special documentary thing recently. So I'm glad that he doesn't think he's going to be out for a long time, because he's got, yeah, I think he adds something to the mix. I don't think a lot of people can do any, like, good right now on Raw. It's very hard. It's very hard to shine when you're sat in the middle of a turd. So those have been your solo Sunday news stories from myself, Gareth Morgan, from What Culture Wrestling. Thank you, as always, for clicking on this video. Don't forget to like it, share it, subscribe to all things What Culture Wrestling. Follow myself on Twitter at gmorgan04. Follow everybody here at What Culture Wrestling, at What Culture WWE. Yes, I've got that right. It's been a while, okay? I'm very rusty with this stuff. It's been like 2 weeks, but I get rusty very quick. But as always, the most important thing to take forward after watching this kind of stuff today is just have the best week possible. We'll see you in 7 days' time. We'll be back here again. We'll talk about more wrestling goodness. But in the meantime, just go watch wrestling, eat food, lie in your bed, do whatever you gotta do, and I will see you in a week.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.